We're 91.7 KXT, and our live sessions are all made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie. I'm here with Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent, the husband and wife duo, more affectionately known as Shovels and Rope. They're at the Bomb Factory tonight. If you've ever seen them live, you can attest to their onstage brilliance. And if you haven't seen them live before, you're going to walk away a true believer. Carrie Ann and Michael, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us here.
All right. Would you start us off with a song, please?
Sure. Play a new one?
Let's play one of our new ones. This is I Know.
I know exactly what you think you are. I know exactly what you think you are. You left your little notebook laying on the bar. I know exactly what you think you are. Everybody saying that you're gonna go far. I know exactly what you think you are. I know exactly where you're going next. I know exactly where you're going next. Things are looking good for you, buddy, oh yes. I know exactly where you're going next. You got the smile and the style and the sizzle and the sex. I know exactly where you're going next. Take it all. Take it now. Call it even, call it even, call it even, babe. Take a bow. See, I was at the same shows you used to hang around. I know exactly where you got that sound. And you see in a year on your way back down. I know exactly where you found that sound. Took your towel. I know exactly how you feel right now. You know there used to be a day when I would try to help you out, but I know exactly how you feel. Take it all. Take it now.
We're 91.7 KXT. Very, very happy to have Shovels and Rope here in studio with us today. That's Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent. That was the song I Know from your upcoming album called Little Seeds. It's coming out in October, right?
That's right, October 7th.
All right. Another thing I want to throw in, congratulations on the birth of your little one.
Thank you. She's so cute.
Oh, my God. Well, are you guys traveling with the baby?
We are, yes.
What's that like, having a baby on the road?
Wow.
It's actually pretty cool. My sister is out with us, and so we have somebody to look after when we're both on stage and sound checking and everything. But it's basically an amazing kind of family life. We're traveling around, and we're together all the time, and she's, you know, got two parents, and it's I think, easier for us than it is a lot of folks. So
that is so cool. And, you know, it's been a huge year of change for you guys. You've got your new baby and the brand new album called Little Seeds. That's so perfect. That's coming out in October. And I wanted to ask, on your upcoming album and this new batch of songs that you've written for the album and your new experience with parenthood, what was it like coming up with these brand new songs, being in this completely different parental headspace?
We really had to team up. We've always had to do that because we've always been a two-man operation, but we had to team up more than we ever have. Really, it was like, hold this baby, and I'm going to finish this verse, and then I'll hold the baby, and, I'll do the chorus or whatever.
Yeah. And something else that was kind of different was getting a babysitter so that we could co-write. So we had unlimited time in the past and could leisurely pass things back and forth. We got into the same room and had really intense co-write sessions that were very different even than the ones that we'd had in the past. So even more collaborative, like Michael said.
Well, in that documentary, The Ballad of Shovels and Rope, that's very much on display, your songwriting process. You're both sitting down, figuring out, what to come next. And I wanted to ask you also about the documentary, The Ballad of Shovels and Rope. How did that come to be?
It's weird to talk about a little bit because it seems so long ago when it was actually being filmed, but I guess it was about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just about the time that we were starting to perform as this duo, we had a friend who pointed us in the direction of these guys called the Moving Picture Boys, just to do a couple of videos live, raw, no
lighting or anything awesome like that.
Yeah, it was very plain. And anyways, we spent a day with them, and then they called us up a week later or so and said that they wanted to make a documentary, kind of follow us around and document the way that we roll. And at first we were trepidatious about it, like we didn't really want to make a reality TV show, about our personal life. but it was beautifully done, and they were coming from the right place, and we were just, we made really good friends out of it, and it was a neat experience.
It's a really, really great documentary. It's this wonderful BS-free look at how you guys were, making ends meet. You're writing songs, you're, traversing the highways and byways of America, and you end up on the stage at the Ryman, which was just this crowning moment in the film. I absolutely love it. And to anybody listening right now, if you're a big fan of the rock and roll documentary, you've got to see The Ballad of Shovels and Rope. Absolutely. It's really great. And it's really great having you guys in today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it was a wonderful opportunity to get to come here. So thank you for inviting us.
All right. Got time for one more song?
Yeah.
All right.
Gonna do Morning Song?
Yeah.
Here's another new one. She walked into the kitchen where most mornings would begin. Put her hands down on the counter, stretch her fingers long and thin. Drug her eyes across the wall to where he hung his mandolin. Then she whispered out the count like she was whispering it to him. Morning song, morning song, oh. You were always on my mind, even though now I am gone. I taught you these four chords so you could sing your morning song. Not much of a singer, a little shrapnel in his sound. Always ready with a singer that could burn the whole place down. Their love was undefinable, no beginning and no end. Like
so many ancient secrets ever blowing in the wind. Morning song, oh, morning song, oh, you're always on my mind, even though now I am gone. I taught you these four chords so you could sing your morning song. From the gold on through the gray, from the songs of newborn babies to those who fell along the way. I have loved you and I will find you. Now please sing me on my
Well, that's Morning Song from Shovels and Rope. That's coming out on the brand new album, Little Seeds, landing in October. You can also see Shovels and Rope here in Dallas tonight at the Bomb Factory. Well, Carrie Ann and Michael, thank you guys so much for coming in. This has been a huge honor.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are 91.7 KXT. Our live sessions are made possible through the support of Jason Writings.